He never backed out of the first line. So the rush is up in here, not over here. But the oxygen and atomic up until this point. And they were incompatible with Amenatom. Amenatom stops before this point. So therefore, what do you do? They lost their colossus. Lizivre Hakol. He meant it for real, Lizivre Hakol. Even for the Tumas and Eshen. Because one requires not to be named in the Hakbila. Means what? Today the Shimo more. But the Ebony also the Shimo, which means Hepsikonat, etc., etc., etc. This is how I recover. What do you do? They lost their colossus. Lizivre Hakol. He meant it for real, Lizivre Hakol. Even for the Tumas and Eshen. Because one requires not to be named in the Hakbila. Means what? Today the Shimo more. But the Ebony also the Shimo, which means Hepsikonat, etc., etc., etc. This is how I read it, how I read it.
Tricky.
You know what's somewhat bothersome is the idea of the exactitude of today the Shimo. That the Ramban is meaning even that. That's hard for my mind. If I may, so how does Shimon Aruch read according to this understanding? Alright, so once again, it's a job. Look inside. Give us Shimon Aruch, so I want to say, good. I will give us Shimon Aruch, so I want to say, yes, all men change, so I want to say, so I want to say, means you don't have to be careful and you shouldn't reach for the Shimon. But the way to fulfill the mitzvah, according to Zeshah, what would be to do what? Shlo yishad ha'asaka yosim b'chadei neshima. Because if you would master yosim b'chadei neshima, it would be no good according to the opinion which maintained that the neshima has. So ein tzav the neshima has means literally without a less than b'chadei neshima. So then what do you do? Don't do it with the Shema Achas. You don't have to do it with the Shema Achas. What do you mean? You do it. You don't wait more than Kedem Shema. You do more than Kedem Shema. Although it'll be good if one of them can, it'll be no good even if one of them can. Right? Because that's not advisable. But if you're willing to do the Hefzik of Kedem Shema exactly, you can fulfill the Cholah Beis. Have to grab according to the role of the answer of Menachem. The end of it, should serve a cause of the Neshima Akash, which means have to grab, but not the Neshima. And I think the battle of Menachem. So you raise your mind, you have to be cool with kids, but you should ask the Neshima Akash, which means have to grab. Who with kids in the Huma, the answer what? Bay Neshima, you know what they've been Neshima? Breathe! Because you want to do it in a time, so according to the Hagar of Shishat, Rabbi Natan says, okay, then she was good. But he didn't say it was no good. And if one of the Jews of Eshin and Ramban, whatever Rabbi Natan passed, you have to have more than Kedem Shim. So therefore, if you already do it, you already have to raise your mind. You did it once, perhaps the time, the second time would be, Yosef and then the Shim. So it comes out that the Chazanish blew out of the mice. Chazanish blew what? Chazanish blew this, he one, and then he blew three. Huh? But what we're saying now is the Mishnah Brewer would call it. You blow two, and then you blow four. So there are four different ways of blowing, and according to Chazanish, you do one and three. According to Mishnah Brewer, you do two and four. How's that? And I guess you want to be careful there because you're all four, right? Four tashras. Now you understand that Mishnah Brewer is correct. But the Mishnah Brewer cited the Tumas and Eshan on the rush, but they're not incompatible with the Chazanish says. No! The difference is technically. But I didn't say why extra wrinkle. I have to tell you the exactitude of the Neshima is that I don't possibly going to comprehend. That doesn't have to be his decision. I think the difference, we pointed out a little yesterday,
It seems to me, it seems to me it's not a chance of Arizona, but it seems to me of Alberta, Arizona, that according to the Ramban, the only part that's no good is if you actually take a breath. You breathe. That's no good. But if you don't take a breath, I think it's good. And if you wait a little longer, it's a big deal. If you recall, that's what was denied in Russia. If you actually take a breath, it's alright. If that's the case, we can understand as follows. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam could be compatible even if Rabbeinu Tam would say the Kedei Neshima, Yosef Rabbeinu Shima, and Iyashar Tzatzik, just don't breathe. If Rabbeinu Tam would require that you breathe. So there's no rush. I mean, you can break the rope from Yishmar, wait a little bit, and then just blow the Teruah. As long as you didn't breathe, you can be also the Ramban's opinion, and as long as I got to Rashi, you can have Rabbeinu Tam's opinion also. So you go to both opinions in one shot. However, according to the Rosh says, hey, I'm seeing cloud, which means no less than Kedei Neshima, then it's incompatible with Rabbeinu Tam. It's a little bit along the lines of the Beis Yosef, not exactly the same. That's what I wanted to suggest. Aldera. In any event, you see how complicated this thing comes across. Different opinions. What do you do? What do you do? And I saw that they said some possible say you should do 1 and 4. A new combination. I mean, I guess this is a combination just almost unlimited over here. If you want to do two different shoes, what do you do? So my shoe will do 2 and 4. You follow the Mishnah Berurah. We do 2 and 4, Hashem. We don't worry about 1. Because I thought the Rosh Hashanah said it, and don't forget, according to if you do 1 and 4, according to the Truma Tadesh, you're not the Yom Mishimah, which is the majority of the Yom Mishimah. You have to pass the fact. I would do 1. 3 is almost a possibility, but 3 is exactly the Yom Mishimah. It's a possibility. So again, if a guy wants to really be mounted, he should do 1, 2, and 4. Real mounted here. I would attempt to do that question, but I don't think it's about here too much. 1, 2, and 4. Some should do it that way. They do 1, which is just one right moves back to the other. And they do 2, that's a knock. And they do 4, which is actually really in between.
How many shuls do you think I should know about this?